But then, from the New Living Translation, I'll read it off the screen. But first, the New King James Version, this Mark chapter 4, verse 24. And this is Jesus talking, okay? This is Jesus talking. Then he said to them, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured. Are you listening?
Yes.
All righty. Let's flip over to the New Living Translation. Breaks it down for us. Then he added, that's Jesus, pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given, and you will receive even more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, now I'm going back to the New King James Version, but this time I want to go to the Gospel of Luke. Chapter 8. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, listen at this. Gospel of Luke, chapter 8. Verse 18, Jesus is speaking again. Therefore, take heed how him more will be given, and whoever does not have, even that he seems to have, will be taken from him. Now, I want to read this same verse, verse 18 here from the New Living Translation. Pay attention. So pay attention to how you hear. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. But for those who are not listening, even what they think they understand will be taken away from them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, it's important that we hear and that we receive understanding. Sometimes we need to ask ourselves, why do I go to church? What's my purpose in going to church and assembling myself with other believers? Now, we already know what the Bible says. The Bible tells us not to forsake doing that. Right? The Bible tells us not to forsake doing that, that we are to assemble ourselves together. And it goes on to say even so much the more as we see the day approaching. And of course, we know that's the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. When he returns, we need to be ready.
Amen.
In other words, we need to have something on the inside. Our purpose in gathering together should be, number one, to hear the word of God. Yes. To hear the word of God. And to be careful how we hear it. Just don't take it for granted. Matter of fact, in the Gospels, and I think it's even mentioned in the book of Hebrews, and I may cover that later on, but how it talks about sometimes folk just become dull of hearing. You know, they physically there, but they not hearing the word of God. You know, your body can be in church, but your mind can be somewhere else. Did you hear what I just said?
Yes.
Our bodies can be in church, but our minds can be a totally different place.
Right.
Thinking about something else. Making plans for what you're going to do after you leave church, or what you're going to do tomorrow, or where you're going to go next weekend, and on and on and on, you know. We must take authority over our minds, not allow it to think and just wander and carry on just any way it wants to. Take authority over your mind. Discipline your mind to hear, to hear, to hear the word of God.
Amen.
And then to do what you hear.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Now I want you to turn, having said all that, now I want you to turn to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Hallelujah. Now, this is what God was speaking to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40, beginning at verse 1. Listen to what he said. Comfort. Yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Remember what Jesus said? When we hear and receive what we hear, we win. We gain. But when we hear and ignore it, we lose. Even that we have, we lose. But God told Isaiah to come. Ministers have that same responsibility. We have that same responsibility to let those that are hurting know that There is comfort for you. There are answers for your situation or your circumstances. And of course, comfort comes along with caution. You know, if you riding with a person down the road and you happen to look over your shoulder, you're in the passenger seat and you look over your left shoulder and you notice they dozing off and now they're drifting towards the shoulder of the road. Now, what you going to do? And what you going to do? Sit there and just watch them sleep and go off the road? Or are you going to wake them up in a hurry? Amen. In your lane. Now, you can also drift to the left. And when you do that, you're over in somebody else's lane. You're over in the oncoming traffic. That's very dangerous. Now, we're all applying this to the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
We want to stay right where God wants us to be. Therefore, we are to take heed to what he tells us. We are to listen to what he is saying. And that's our job. Amen. In Isaiah, drop down to verse 8. Of chapter 40. And listen to what, let me tell you this. I don't have time. I would really like to take this verse by verse because it is awesome, folks. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. He is awesome. And he talks about this in Isaiah chapter 40, but I want you to notice something here in verse 8. And this is, listen at this. It says, the grass withers, the flower fades. Finish that.
But the word of God
stands forever. Amen. Now, I want you to read it from the New King James, so read it off the screen real loud. Come on.
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever.
Amen.
Amen.
But the word of our God stands forever. Brothers and sisters, God has made us winners.
Amen.
In a lost and fallen world, having to deal with all situations and circumstances that come in life. But we can never lose sight of this one fact. Yes, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. Amen. Now, that should bring comfort to your heart. I don't know where you are right now. I don't know where you are financially. I don't know where you are physically. I don't know where you are in your marriage. I don't know where, there's a lot of I don't know where you are. But one thing I do know is that the Word of God stands forever. I have not been called by God to tell you to give up, curl up, and die. Because there's no help for you. God forbid. Remember Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. Read it again. 1, 2, 3.
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God abides forever.
Oh, hallelujah. Well, some might say, well, Pastor, you know, that's in the Old Testament. You know, hey, that the Old Testament is Word of God, too. Yes. But for those that thinking that, turn to 1 Peter chapter 24. And I want you to put that on 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24. Put it on the screen. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 1:24. All right. Listen to what, now this is what Peter says under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And we're just picking it up at verse 24. He says, because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flowers fall away. Oh, by the way, let me ask you something. Do you kind of feel withered a little bit? Have you checked out your petals, and they have kind of withered a little bit, and you feel a little disappointed? Because things are just not the way you wish they were. Well, we point out what we are going through or what we have to deal with, but just pointing them out is not enough. Amen. Give me the answer. Verse 25. First Peter, verse 20. But now go back to 24. Go back to 24. Hallelujah. Let me read it again. Now, I want you to be ready immediately to go to 25 right after I read verse 24 again. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers and its flower fall away. But stop right there. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Whoa, we ain't through yet. Now this is the what? Word which by the gospel was preached to who? Hallelujah. See, Peter brought a little more clarity to Isaiah.
That's right.
But the gospel preached has to be heard.
That's right.
And the gospel preached, that which we hear, must be acted upon.
Yes.
Must be received by faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So my subject is, have you heard? Or have you not heard? Amen. Glory be to God. So that's our job, as I said. Us ministers is to preach the gospel, and the gospel is good news. That's what the gospel is. The gospel is good news. You may be going through this or that, but remember the but? This may be coming down the pipe, but. And let me say it this way. Things may look bad, hopeless, but God has an answer for me. God has an answer for me. And I know we don't like to do it. The flesh don't. To hear the word of God, to act on the word of God. In other words, to do what we hear. Said when we do that, we gain. We don't do it, we lose. But we act on the word of God because that is our answer to what we are going through. But listen to this, listen to this. In the natural, we would prefer everything just happen just like that. Man, just at the snap of a finger. It don't happen that way. Sometime it does, but most of the time we have to walk by faith. We have to walk by faith. We have to stand, having done all to stand. Stand. Having done all to stand. Stand. The Bible tells us we walk by faith and not by sight. Because sometimes you look at things around you, man, you can become depressed. You can lose your hope. Oh, come on, I hope y'all listening. You can lose your hope. You can cry in your pillow. You can hate to get up in the morning because you know what you are about to face that day. Lose weight because you just don't feel like eating because you got so much on your mind. Now, some of us need to lose weight, but let's not do it that way. Hallelujah. But we have to understand how God operates. We are in this world, but we are not world. And therefore, Hebrews 11, 1 says that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hoped for means that they haven't materialized yet. Amen. But my faith is real. Amen. Because I have it now. I'm standing on what he has said. Amen. I'm living in the but. But the word of God, a word of the Lord, endures forever. Whatever he promised, he is able and faithful to perform. So I have my faith. Now faith is the substance. See, you don't have what you hope for yet. But you do have substance. And that is our faith, our believing what we heard. First of all, being willing to hear.
Amen.
Being willing to hear. Believing what we heard. Walking in what we heard. Blessing the name of the Lord all the way through. And the devil shouting and screaming, but look over here. But look, this ain't happening. It ain't. Oh, look over here. It gotten worse over here. Oh, look over here. But you keep your hands in the air, praising God, blessing God. Shall I know that he's able to keep all of that? That I've laid on him, I will not fall. I will not drown. I may have to go through the waters, but I won't drown. I may have to take a little heat, but I'm not going to burn up. I'm going to come out on the other side, and I'm going to come out in victory. Let me tell you, can I tell you something? God is not building a bunch of wimps. God is building up men. God is building up women who will stand in the face glory to God. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you are going to become strong in God, you don't become strong. How many of you in here work out, maybe with do resistance training and that sort of thing? Oh, okay. Do you complain because, man, I don't know why in the world they give me that they got these 50-pound weights and 100-pound weights and what? You know, I mean, why? These things are heavy. They're heavy for a reason. It's to help you build your muscles up. Sometimes the walk of life can become heavy. But after a while, the devil have to do you like he did Jesus. When he came to Jesus with his weights, trying to tempt Jesus, it didn't work. Because Jesus was already ready for him. So he had to leave and go re-strategize. Come up with a new strategy. That didn't work either. He thought he had finally won when they hung him on the cross. He didn't know that was his biggest mistake. Amen. But we got to stand, brothers and sisters. Hear the word of God. Whew, glory be to God. I don't know about y'all, but that sure blessed me. Now, I had mentioned this earlier. I got a little ahead of myself. Matthew chapter 13, verse 15. For me to speed this up. a little bit. New King James Version. Hallelujah. Okay, while they're getting it, I'll go ahead and begin reading it. Matthew chapter 13. And again, Jesus is teaching here. And he was quoting a prophecy. Matter of fact, I'll back it up to verse 13, Matthew 13. Jesus said, "Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says," listen to this, "hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the heart of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Lest," listen to this, "lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I," what?
"Should heal
them." Glory to God. Don't become dull of hearing. Don't ever take the attitude, "Well, you know, I've heard that already. Pastor Jane, he preached that before. I've heard that already." No, no, no. Don't take that attitude. Amen. Now, let's go back to the 15th verse, but this time I want to read it to you from the New Living Translation, if they can pull it up. "For the hearts of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear. And they have closed their eyes, so their eyes cannot see, and their ears cannot hear, and their hearts cannot understand, and they cannot turn to me and let me heal them." Wow. Go to verse 16. "But blessed are your eyes, because they see. And your ears," what?
"Because they hear."
Bless the name of the Lord. Are you still here?
Amen.
Now, let's go back to Isaiah 40, and I'm going to share something with you before I close this up. Isaiah chapter 40 again. God had a lot to say here in the 40th chapter, but I want to drop down now to verse 28. And the question he asks is, "Have you not heard? Or have you not known?" Verse 28, well, I'll just read verse 28 and 29, and I'll go back to the New Living Translation and read it to you again. Verse 28 says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and those who have no might, he increases strength." Oh, hallelujah. Now let's read that from the New Living Translation, verse 28, please. I want you to get it. Listen to this. God is faithful to you. God has not left you alone. God does not leave us to fight our own battles. We are to trust him through them all. Amen. Matter of fact, he told, what did he tell Jehoshaphat? Just wait. You won't have to fight in this battle. I fight this one for you. Amen. I fight this one for you. But you know, folks, in order for him to fight our battles for us, we got to know something. You hear me? I say we must know something. I heard a prophet say one time, and I never forgot these words. He said, it's what you know that makes you go. It's what you know. It's what you know. God's question to you and to me is this. Have you never heard? Well, I don't know, but have you never heard or have you not heard? Yeah, things are so tight and this, that, have you not heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God. Listen at this. Now this, listen, how many of us know that little things that we go through is very, 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 very minute? It's practically nothing when it comes to God. Because listen, thank God he helps us out. He said, have you not heard? Have you not heard my word? Have you not read my word? The Lord is the everlasting God. In other words, he said, I ain't going nowhere. I'm not going anywhere. I am that I am. I am everywhere present. The Lord, the everlasting God, have you not? Listen to this, the creator of all the earth. Isn't this one good? He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure his depths or the depths of his understanding. Don't care how many degrees you got, you are no match for God. Don't matter what you have discovered, if you discovered it, God put it there. What God is saying is, I am God, but I'm on your side. I love you. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. Verse 29, please. Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
He gives power to the weak. And what? Strength to the powerless. I can't win this battle by myself, but I do what the word says. I cast these cares over on him because he cares for me. Amen. He cares for me, and he cares for me watchfully.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
word. Do his word. Don't. Oh, you shouldn't do that. No. But it's probably all right this one time. And then there comes a second time, a third time. Before you know it, you find out you're out there. We don't want that to happen. But if we'll be obedient to what we have heard, receive it, walk it out, trust God. And I hope you wrote these scripture references down. There's some more I could say to you, but I won't take the time today to do it. And sing this little song. I don't know if you can sing well or not, but that don't matter. You know, whether you can sing good or not, it's always music to God's ear. When you lift your voice and say, "Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness." You know it? Lord, unto me. And there's a song, "I trust in you always." You know what God's looking for? People that will hear him and people that will trust him. Let me say that again. This is what the Lord's looking for. People that will hear his word and people that will trust him. Amen. And obey. Amen. Sometimes, I'm closing with this, musicians, you can come on up. But sometimes, even though we live in the world as it is, sometimes we go through needless problems because we are in disobedience. Because we are going in the opposite direction of what God's word is telling us. And when you do that, all you do is crack the door for the enemy to come in. Amen. Amen. Let's don't live a life of disobedience. Let's flow with God. Amen. Are you with me? Glory be to God. But God's on our side. Amen. And he's made us winners. Amen. And my exhortation to you as I close is, go win. Amen. Go win. Amen. Trust God. Talk to him in prayer. Tell him what his word says. The pastor, why should I need to tell him what his word says? He know what his word says. He spoke it. Yeah, but he like to hear you say it. He like to hear us say it. Now, have you ever had your child, you give them some instructions, and then you tell, "Now, repeat back to me what I just said." Huh? Why? You want to know they got it? Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for loving us so much, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Father, I pray.